everybody, and welcome to the Evergreen Storytelling Project. My name is Lyndon James, and today I'll be interviewing Mark Butler, a senior here at the Evergreen State College. In this interview, Mark discusses his background, his experience in the Navy, and his transition to the college life. Mark and I have known each other for almost 2 years now, so I figured, what better opportunity than to interview this guy in our favorite hangout spot. We're on the fourth floor of the cab building, where most of the classrooms are, but there are no walls, no roof. It's outside, four stories above everything else. There's a couple of concrete benches to relax on with plenty of elbow room. So after a long 7-hour day stuck in class together, we decided, this is perfect. Let's go enjoy a little spring sunshine and knock out an interview. Here he is.
All right, well, we'll start with the basics. What's your name and where are you from?
Mark Butler, raised in a small town just south of Eugene, Oregon, called Cresswell. Graduating class was under 100.
Nice.
The whole school, 4 years, had 400 people in it, roughly, so small town.
Yeah, so how long did you stay down there? Did you grow up or move around?
Really stable as far as that goes. We moved a couple of times before second grade, and then during second grade, we bought the property and left our house, moved to a trailer park for a while, then moved the trailer out onto the property when they got it ready, and then stayed there from second grade till graduation.
Nice.
So very stable as far as that went.
So Oregon's home.
Yeah. That's the old home. New home is here now in Washington.
How long have you been here?
90.
Since 1990. Not 90 years, 1990.
1990, yeah. I'm not that old, damn it!
So 25 years now. And have you been mostly here in Olympia or moved around the state?
No. Started in Puyallup. And then I live in Federal Way now, but it's been mostly Puyallup or South Hill area. Sometime over in Bremerton and around there. And because ran away, and that was as far as I got. And then came back and lived in Puyallup again, and then ended up in Federal Way because my daughter ended up going to school there because it was a really good school for her.
Gotcha. How old is she now?
She's 18.
Wow.
College 18. College girl.
Yeah, just like her dad. No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a girl. Not anymore.
No. Well, so what do you do for work?
Software developer for the Department of Defense. And this is about veterans thing, so that's a part of bringing that up.
Yeah.
Part of the requirement for getting a job, there's a veteran waiver. Not waiver, but requirement, so you get a score. Mm-hmm. And the more, so the higher score, and being a veteran counts a lot. There's another guy who's more qualified than I am and a lot more education than I have and experience that can't get a permanent hire because he's not a veteran. I'm a government employee working for as a software developer for the Western Region Medical Command. I enjoy it.
Yeah. So you're a veteran yourself then?
Yes.
What branch of military were you in?
The Navy. And I loosely hold on to the veteran thing. I thought it would be important kind of for this program for you to maybe include somebody like me, though I'm not sure I even fit in. Because I don't tie myself in with the people who did real service.
Okay.
And I did 2 years in school. I was in there for 6 years. 2 years of school, and then I was shore stationed in Hawaii for 4 years.
So you had it pretty easy then.
Yeah. I mean, I got a couple of sunburns. And I was in Mahiawa, Hawaii. It was real tough living there. A couple of nights got so cold, they gave us extra blankets.
Wow.
Because we didn't have heat in the building.
Sounds rough.
Because it didn't need it.
Yeah. Well, I could see why you'd want to take that angle, you know. You're a vet nonetheless, but you don't want to receive the same credit as the guys who are out there.
No, they're real sailors. The one out there spend years at sea.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can put me in the group, kinda. I wore the clothes and supported the people that really did the real work. And that's about, you know, that's where the credit is. You know, I didn't get into, you know, my roommate was for the longest time was a medic. And he spent a lot of time with Marines in the field and in combat. So it's like, how can I can't say that I'm a veteran without this caveat of knowing that there's people that put out so much more than I did.
Sure. I mean, you were the support for them, no doubt. I mean, you at least get that credit.
yeah, and that was a lot of the thing was, and that's why they have the veteran, well, part of the tuition here, I get half off.
Oh, right on.
Because I'm a veteran that served during a conflict in a support role, because it was determined that they can't do it to just the people in the field, because there was somebody supporting that.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, two big conflicts happened when I was in the service and overlapped when I was there. So I guess, you know, it's when the first Gulf War was going on.
Right.
We made sure comms was up. We made sure it was there 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. We sat out in the rain cranking the satellite dishes to make sure that they were pointed at the satellite, because the automatic guidance didn't work.
Sure.
You know, not a big deal, not compared to anybody else, but we did support it.
Yeah, yeah. So is that part of the reason why you ended up here at Evergreen?
Oh, yeah. It was. I looked at other schools, and the programs, it were very expensive. The ones that were close to where I was that I could get to. And then my wife is a graduate of Evergreen, post 40. I think she graduated at 40. And then she said I should check out Evergreen. I didn't want. In fact, I just came in to get the bachelor's. I didn't care about what I was going to be learning. I just, you know, okay, two more years. Because I came in with more than 2 years degrees of just credits added up. In fact, I dumped like 80 credits because they couldn't transfer them in because there were too many technical credits.
Gotcha. Wow.
And they were all lower division.
Yeah.
I took every damned lower division class you could have that was available, because almost all of them were paid for through when I was in the service or some other situation. Anyway.
So does that make you a super senior then?
Kinda.
Yeah?
Kinda.
Do you enjoy the college life though?
I do now.
Yeah.
It's to finish that last part up.
Sure, sure.
So I was gonna go for the master's in at the University of Washington, Tacoma in cybersecurity, because I'm involved in that kind of at where I work, and it sticks with what I'm doing.
Right.
But after going through this and some other stuff, I probably am not gonna do that. Too much just sitting at your desk doing desk work. But I've really, really enjoyed so many of the classes that I've got taken here at Evergreen, tied with, like you said, the student life. The people, my God, the opportunity for intellectual discussion, you don't get that. You know, usually, I've been in a couple of places where you get it with a couple of people you work with.
Right.
And when I was in the service, that was there because I mean, there's so much to learn. And I was an electronics technician, which the only test that you can take that gets you into a more complex group is nukes.
Gotcha.
And for enlisted anyway. So I was around very, very intelligent people. And we're always talking stuff and learning our stuff. And now I'm here with, you know, the same level of intellect. And because most of the people here are returning to college, you know, they're not right out of high school, there's a drive that you don't see with a lot of people that are coming right out of high school. Most of the ones that are coming right out of high school are really smart too, to keep up. That it's some of the best in class are right. It's amazing the maturity that comes in some of these kids, especially where we are now at the senior level. My daughter, for the record here, is also a college student. Part of my goal here is to get a degree before my daughter does. And she's going to UW. And we just talked about this yesterday. And she goes, and I told her how much I love going to class and how much I'm learning here. And she goes, I do too. And the level of sincerity that came out of her. And, you know, it's she went to a really good progressive school that people volunteered into. You don't, it's not just, it didn't just happen. You had to apply. Almost everybody who applied got in. But you still had to go to the effort and did an interview. And there was a desire, everybody to be go in there. It's Tacoma School of the Arts, by the way.
Yeah.
And she, so she went through with people who really love to learn that, learn anyway. And then she gets to UW. And the level of of the intellectual, it's not that anybody's smarter there, but their drive.
Sure.
It's like the thing we learned in class about the grit.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're not any smarter than anybody else, but the grit got them where they are.
So do you see a lot of that here at Evergreen then? Is that...
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is there so much of it here at Evergreen? And the one thing I see, I would think, compared to UW, is maybe there isn't the raw intelligence that you see up there around the kids that she's working with, but it's there's so much more life that has been experienced by the people, and there's so much more care, and they have so many places to apply this information. I think it sticks so well with people that have more life, because they have more places to put it. Oh, that applies to when I was 22. That applies to when I was 25. Oh, I wouldn't have gotten in that bad situation if I'd known this.
Right.
I could have worked through this if I'd had that skill. Oh, I wish my boss had that. And they have all these wonderful places to put stuff. Not to mention, this is voluntary. It's like my daughter's school, the high school. It's a voluntary thing. They went into it and they work harder than a regular, I think, than regular students just coming in. And people in that class, people break down in tears talking about how something they learned the week before, 2 weeks ago, had directly affected their lives in the 2 weeks since.
Yeah.
And their relationships with other people, how they could apply that and they could use something that they learned. And that is so much more than somebody being able to regurgitate a formula or a concept or something like that.
Yeah,
that's what makes, well, that's one of the things that makes Evergreen so special, is how we do those kind of things.
From theory to practice.
Oh, yeah.
Bringing it into, you know, our everyday, not just, like you said, regurgitating information. That's good.
Yeah, and that's, well, last year, that was... One problem I have, I process things kind of slow. Besides just processing slow, I have this big picture need of things. The teachers here understand that problem. What was her name, our teacher last year?
Teresa.
She understood how it was a problem, and when I mentioned that to her, and then she said, well, it's going to take repetition, it's going to take application, and... you know, then, like I asked her in the first term, that kind of thing. We're going to go over this next term, and then the term after that. So we're going to reprocess this information so you can own it. And I can, you know, reuse a lot of that stuff because of that kind of thing. And in this class especially, you know, a lot of repetition and retying the hooks.
How many years have you been going here?
This is second year. This is the end of the second year.
Gotcha.
I'll have 3 credits left at the end of this term.
So, if a stranger walked up to you on the street and, you know, you'd mentioned that you were a greener, and he wanted to know, say, one good story from this place, I'm sure you have one. It's an interesting college, but if you had a story for someone, what might you have?
An interesting story. I don't know.
Never seen a naked guy streak through the parking lot?
No, none of those. None of the, well, God, the way people dress and the attitudes that people have. The gender things. Geez, it's just wide open.
Do you feel like you fit in here?
I do now. It took me a little while to where I didn't feel a part. Mm-hmm. My age and my style. And this class this year has been so much better than other times because it's one of the things I've learned being here and interacting with the people is how to interact better instead of taking over the conversation and instead of fighting, being that guy that takes over the conversation in class, because I would do that, and then knowing that people hate that guy, I don't have to fight that anymore because I am looking at the weight better of what I have to say. It's not that I just like to hear myself talk. I like to hear, I want to impart this information for other people. But it's that subtle little thing of what's the value and putting the value in there and getting the words succinct and right down to there to where they have the impact so that people don't go with this, droning on and droning on. In fact, one guy, I got called out. somebody called him out for the way he called me out. Oh, you middle-aged white guys. They just love to hear themselves talk and stereotyping me out the ass.
Oh, my goodness.
It was actually a day it was the day after my daughter got accepted to college. And I was just, my daughter's going to the University of Washington. I was just like, in fact, I said to the person I was sitting next to, how many times can I say this today? I'm going to see how many times I can say it. And that's when the guy eventually rolled his eyes because didn't want to hear it anymore. Anyway.
Well, I've known you now almost 2 years.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it's weird to think that. It's flown by, but I have, and I've seen you develop exactly what you're talking about, from the time I first met you till now. I mean, it's really valuable what you're saying, rather than just talking for talk's sake, you're evaluating, what's important and making sure that you've got some weight in your words, and that way people won't just take you more seriously, but they'll listen and they'll walk away with all those chunks of wisdom that you have in your seemingly subjectless rants.
Well, yeah, I used to rant a lot more.
There was a point in there, know?
That's a very good transition or segue type thing. Rants, that's what brought me here. I work in a place that is dysfunctional. And management is atrocious. And I came here to learn leadership and management, knowing that I probably would never lead the group I'm in from the head. But I try to learn how to do it from the side or behind or something like that.
Sure.
And so much more, I've learned so many of the skills. I'm not done yet.
So what's next for you? When you're all said and done here, what do you think's coming next?
I am going to. We were supposed to do that with life goals and business and work and all this other stuff. I'm really tenuous right now. Both my wife and I are looking for a change. I want to stay government service for retirement type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking. That's why the master's in cybersecurity. Is then I can finish off working with the cybersecurity's massive right now. Well, how can I do that?
Yeah.
Can I do that place and do that kind of job with who I am? I don't know. I'm going to be spending a lot of time learning positive psychology. The project that I have is going to last a year.
Wow.
I think that could make a huge difference in people's lives. It's going to be great, I think. But this has been fun.
Yeah.
My throat hurts.
Well, we'll go ahead and wrap it up then. Mark, thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you. Handshake.
Yeah, it is too beautiful out here. and we've been in class for what, 7 hours?
Yeah.
It's time to go home and enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. Thanks. Hey, that's about 20 minutes, 25.
That's it? That's not bad.
Is it?